We're in a series called I Am, and we have been looking at the Gospel of John, where Jesus makes seven declarations of I Am, and I left the last one just because it's the best one ever. I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus is making a declaration about this very thing, that I am life abundantly. I'm all you need. Only Jesus is the one that can say that. I'm all you need. And it's so true. If we would just let go of all the things that seem to entangle us at times and just realize Jesus is all we need, then we would be on the winning side. So it's Jesus that says here in the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verse 25, it says, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Jesus is making this statement, this promise, just several days before he himself would be raised from the dead. This I am statement is made to a friend of his, Martha. Martha, Mary, Lazarus, they were very close to Jesus. They did life together with Jesus. And Martha and Mary had just heard that their brother had died, and he'd been dead a couple of days. And Jesus makes this declaration to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life, just moments before she was scolding Jesus. I don't know if I'd ever scold Jesus. But maybe Martha was that close that she could do that, because she said, Jesus, if you'd only been here, you could have done something about this. Our brother is dead, and if you were only here, you could have done something about this. Jesus' statement that he is the resurrection and the life provides a godly perspective on several spiritual matters, not only about the raising of his friend Lazarus from the dead, but more importantly, about his death, burial, and resurrection. This morning, I want to share with you two takeaway points about this I am statement, when Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life, and drive home the point, Jesus Christ is alive. Jesus Christ is alive. Point number one, Martha believed that the resurrection is an event. Jesus showed her and us that the resurrection is a person. Today we celebrate Jesus for what he did in coming forth from the tomb. He defeated death and hell and gave us new life through him. That not only through him, but for those that would come to him would find this eternal life. Scripture says in Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. Lazarus had been dead a few days, and Martha was already set in her mind that her brother had died and would remain dead. And then Jesus, the resurrection, shows up and gave him life. That's the power of the resurrection. We were once dead in our sin, but Jesus brought us back to life through his blood, and now we have new life in him. Easter is the celebration that Jesus, the resurrected King, is resurrecting me. The resurrection has changed me from the inside. I once was dead in my transgressions and my sin, and now Jesus brought me back to life. He did the same for you if you're a Christ follower this morning. He brought you back to life. You once were dead in your sins, and now you are alive because of Jesus Christ living and moving and having his being within you. In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And then 1 John 1:9 simply reminds us, if we confess our sins, he, Jesus, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So the resurrection is not an event. It wasn't something that took place in history. The resurrection is Jesus Christ himself. The second point is, Martha thought victory over death was a future expectation, Jesus corrects her, showing that victory is a present reality. I don't know about you, but I am living in victory this morning. Hallelujah. Because of the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, I live in victory. Because Jesus rose from the grave, he gave us new life, and in that new life, he gave us victory, both now as well as the future. You see, when we cross into this idea, and we cross over the line of faith, and we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, the power of the resurrection forgives us of our sins, redeems us of our sins, gives us new life. But in this new relationship, as we are actively growing, we get to experience victory on earth and then victory in heaven. It's not either or, it's both. Victory on this side of heaven and victory one day in heaven. Make no mistake, the power of the cross plus the power of the resurrection equals victory. The power of the cross plus the power of the resurrection equals victory. Now I'll be honest with you, the victory side of Jesus living in you on this side of heaven, it comes with pain. It does come with sorrow, and sometimes it comes with struggle, some greater than others. But can I remind you this morning, although we have the victory in Christ, the battle is the Lord's. See, we get the victory, and yet God fights our battles. The battle is the Lord. I love in 2 Chronicles, King Jehoshaphat and the people of Israel were faced with armies that surely could bring them down. But God said in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15, "Listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all of you that live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's." Woo! I'm not fighting a battle this morning. God is fighting my battle for me. I just live in victory. Amen? God fights my battles. I declare the victory through him. You see, the victory of Easter is that our battle is not ours, but the victory is ours through Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I love to be on a winning side. I love to be on the side that's always winning. And when you let Jesus come into your life and into your heart and be your Lord and Savior, the victory is yours and you are on the winning side. I've heard it said like this in past. The Lord votes for me, the devil votes against me, and I cast the deciding vote. The Lord votes for me, the devil votes against me, but it's me. I get to pick the deciding vote. The victory of following Jesus is both for now and into the present, as one day we will stand before him face to face and hear those words, "Well done, my child, well done." So Jesus makes a statement. "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." He makes that statement and he closes it with a question. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? Jesus closes this declaration with a question. He wants a response. He wants a response not just from Martha, but he wants a response from you and I. Do we really believe that he is the resurrection and the life? That he is the one that gives us victory and the Lord fights our battles? On this Easter of 2018, it's not enough to know the Easter story. You must experience it in a personal way by receiving what God has given us on the cross as a gift for our salvation, and that's Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. I tell you this morning, as I was praying for this moment that we would have today, my prayer would be that no one would walk away defeated. that everyone that could hear the message of hope this morning would cross the line of faith, rededicate themselves to a greater faith, would give their life totally, surrendering them all to God, and that God would receive the glory on this Easter Sunday. I tell you, we have been celebrating what God has done on the cross, what he did in the empty tomb. But oh, I celebrate when he does something in the heart and lives of men and women and boys and girls that open up their heart and let Jesus come in and be their Lord and Savior. Will you pray with me? God, I thank you for the power, the person of Jesus, the resurrection, the one that lives and moves and has his being within us. Thank you, God, this morning that we can go to a God that understands us because he sent his son Jesus in flesh to understand us. And God, I pray this morning, as we are praying to you, Holy Spirit, would you speak to us? If we've wandered away from you, God, would you just bring us back? Would you just remind us that we are dearly loved and that you have a plan for our lives, and we just need to come and confess our sins to a holy God who is so willing and able to forgive us of our sins. Maybe this morning this is the first time we've actually heard about this invitation to the power of the resurrection, the first invitation to become a person of victory, because we're going to let God fight our battles. We're going to let Jesus be the Lord of our lives. I pray, God, that we would cry out to you and say, Jesus, save me. I'm a sinner. Save me and give me new life in you. And Father, for the Church of Jesus Christ that understands what it is to be a Christ follower, may we go out with a new passion, purpose, determination to declare Jesus Christ is Lord with our hearts, with our minds, with our souls, with our lips, with our actions, God. May we declare Jesus is Lord. Victory is ours in Jesus' name. Amen.